Good afternoon. So I am here to give a presentation about the using established equations to simulate soil water availability. This is like a preliminary look into my master's program, and this is just the beginning of it. So at first I want to talk about what a large aspect of my project is, and it is the USDA's Rapid Carbon Assessment, or RACA, that was started in 2010. And this uses random sites across the United States to get a quantitative estimate for soil carbon. And they used 6,000 sites to begin with. And at those sites, they were able to get a description of 32,000 different pedons. And looking at over 140,000 samples. And at these sites, they do the soil texture, sand, silt, clay, and organic matter. So my project is looking at the ability to forecast how climate change is going to affect carbon content in soils in the Shawnee Hills region of western Kentucky, southern Illinois, and southern Indiana. To do that, we have identified 25 surrogate sites that we can use to, due to their different land uses. We have found 7 cropland, 6 forest, 8 pasture, and 7 CRP. And we chose these due to the similar parent material of my 6 sites in the Shawnee Hills. So the southern Illinois sites, the first is a forest site here in southern Illinois in Alexander County. And that is paired with a grassland site here in Union County. And these are both catenas that are on 2 separate catchments. And then we also have in southern Indiana, Orange County, which is the forest, Du Bois County, which is the grassland. And they are both grassland and forest, with the Indiana site being pasture, and the southern Illinois site, their grassland is in CRP, and it has been for 10 years now. But today I would like to talk about the western Kentucky site. It is in McLean County, and it also has a grassland and a forest, but they are the closest ones to each other spatially. The McLean site, grass is used for a hay production system, and the forest has been in force, I think, for at least 60 years now. So here's just another map of the area. They all fall into the MLRA 120 designation, except for the southern Illinois site, which is 125A, I believe. So here's just a little site background. They are all less veneered soils in this Shawnee region. The thinnest less veneer is in Indiana, right here, with 0.5 to 1.5 less. The thickest is the 3 to 5 meters over limestone, and then the Kentucky site is in between there at 1.5 to 3 meters. So here is a topographical wetness index map with 5-foot contour lines designating the McLean County, Kentucky sites. So to your bottom right here is the grassland site, and top left is the forested site. And they are in pretty close proximity to each other. So at each one of these Katina sites, the summit, shoulder, back slope, foot slope, and toe slope, a soil pit was dug. And the soils were described, and PSA was ran on all those, carbon content was ran on those, and this is just a breakdown of the area that each one of these sites makes up, with the bulk coming in the backslope here at 40%. Here is the forested site. As you can see, it's a little more sloped than the grassland, with the bulk of that area being on the upper portion of the Katina. So, what are we going to do with these PSAs? We decided to use Rawls and Saxton equations that were first developed in 1983 and have since been rebuffed a bit, the last coming in 2006. So using these equations, we can simulate the soil hydraulic properties using sand, silt, clay, and organic matter. These equations were correlated using 2000 A horizons and 2000 BT horizons. However, when he was correlating them, the BT horizons masked the effect of organic matter on it, so they threw those out and only used the A horizons. But due to extreme values, such as high organic matter over 8%, bulk density below 1 or above 1.8, and high clay over 60%, they threw out all of those soils that were those high values. So that reduced it down to a set of 1,700, and that's where these equations were correlated from. So using the PSA data from the soil pits and the organic matter content, I was able to compare the regression equations here, or the regression numbers with the measured values from the lab done using standard USDA processes. And what I found is at 0.3 bars, we get a pretty good correlation here, but we really do at permanent wilting point, except the forest is a little bit off compared to Rawls got a R squared of 0.86 for his at permanent wilting point, and at field capacity, he got an R squared of 3.6. So some other issues that might come up here. Both of these Katinas contain fragipans. On the grassland, there are fragipans at the shoulder and the backslope positions. And in the forest, there is only a fragipan at the summit. High organic matter from the forest have also led to a smaller R-squared when it comes to field capacity, but the permanent wilting point seems to be okay. So next, I'm going to be able to use the slab function that was developed from Dylan Baudette, who is with the NRCS, And we will take a area weighted average for all five sites on the catena, and that will divide it into 1 centimeter increments, giving the bulk of the values will come from which area makes up the large portion of the catena. This is due to the model that I'm going to use next to simulate water availability. Top model, it only takes 1 input for soils data, so that's why it was decided to take a area weighted average. So the next step is to apply these equations to the RACA surrogate sites, the 28 of them. And after that, the model will come into play, looking at soil water storage as a function of land cover, cropland, pasture, CRP, and forest. Thank you.